Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm joined by Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics. We have with us this morning Jen Bass. Jennifer Bass, you are a dietitian.
Yes.
Jen, pull that mic up a little closer if you would. I want to turn your volume up. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm well. How was your weekend?
It was not as exciting as yours.
Mine was pretty exciting, I got to be honest with you. It was pretty exciting, that's for sure. How's summer going?
It's busy. It's very busy. But with wedding planning for a daughter and just enjoying the nice weather and the change of seasons.
Yeah. We're full on into summer now. Although this morning it was 47 degrees, it didn't really feel a whole lot like summer.
But no, but it was lovely to wake up to
beautiful.
That cold weather.
Nice. Absolutely beautiful. And you have with us this morning, Jen, you brought along Mr. Jed Westover. And Jed is the, tell me your title, Jed.
I'm a dietary manager.
Dietary manager. Yes. So we're going to talk about, how's your summer going, Jed?
So far, so good. Coaching softball for Harlow's team, and we had a little trip to Denver and had a show at Red Rock. So far, so good.
Going well. It's going great so far, sounds like to me.
It's been good.
So, absolutely. Okay, dietary manager. What's a dietary manager do?
Well, right now I've been overseeing the daily operations of the hospital kitchen, which was a big kind of divergent from where I was at before at the Red Coach. So it's been a big learning curve up there, where we're a little bit more restricted on what we can do and trying to add flavors to foods without making them too unhealthy. I've always been a little heavier on fat and flavor and frying.
I've
some
got
of those aren't healthier techniques. So it was a big learning curve when I came up to the hospital. So
how long were you at Red Coach?
I was at the Red Coach for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had many meals prepared by Jed Westover. That's for sure. So, so this is going to be interesting because we think Jen's in. So I feel like I'm going to have to be on my best behavior here to eat well. We know we need to eat well. Our diet impacts almost every aspect of our life. Does it not? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
It's recreation. It's nutrition. It's family time. It's all of these things.
Yes.
I think it is so important. I personally am a one of faith, and it is biblical as well.
Yes.
So with that, a healthy diet, Jen, it's funny because off the air you said sometimes you guys are after each other about healthy food, good food.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it creates an interesting dynamic.
So tell me about that, Jen. So we think healthy food, oh, it's going to be terrible.
Right.
Talk to me about that.
And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be at all. You know, there's different ways that you can flavor the food, cooking techniques. You know, we all think it's going to be just boring cardboard, basic stuff. And it really, you know, it's all about experimenting, figuring out the flavors that you enjoy, how to incorporate those flavors into, you know, maybe a little bit of a healthier way.
Yeah.
Cultural foods, you know, we're not here to take away the foods that are important to you, whether that's, you know, cultural, religious, personal preference. It's more how can we look at what you're doing right now and maybe make a few changes to still give you that same idea, but maybe give just a little bit healthier. It's not about being perfect. It's about little changes that you can make that over time can add up to some big things.
So do you work with Jed?
Yes, every day. Yeah.
So tell me about that, Jed. So how does that work?
I think it was it's gotten easier, obviously, over the years here. But it was a little, we butted heads quite a bit at first, you know, because I wanted to stand on this and on this, you know, flavor or this technique, and Jen's trying to, you know, there to remind me that we've got to consider, you know, all the health effects that it has on our patients and our customers and our staff at the hospital. So. That whole kind of changing the mindset has been good, and it's been a, like I said, it's been a journey, a little bit of learning experience, but it's been good.
So, can you have delicious, really great, healthy options?
You really can. I mean, it's just about what you're putting in it. There's lots of ways that you can add flavor to your food without having to add lots of salt or you know, unwanted stuff. Fresh and dried herbs are one of the best ways to add that flavor in there without adding a lot of unhealthy spices and stuff like that. So fresh herbs are light and bright, so you want to add those at the end of your cooking. our dried herbs. You want to add those into stuff you're going to slow cook, sauces, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The thing to remember about those is that it's about 1 teaspoon of dried herbs for every tablespoon that a recipe would call for the fresh herbs. And really, it's just about when you add those at the end of your cooking for the fresh herbs. If you cook those too long, they're going to turn brown. They're going to overpower that dish. They kind of cook too long.
Okay. So seasoning. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you say seasoning, right? How about marinating? Can you marinate?
Marinating is one of the best ways to add moisture and flavor to your food. Marinades are fairly simple. You just need a little acid, some oil, a little bit of seasoning. Basic example, like olive oil, lemon juice, garlic. And then again, back to what we were talking about before, you can add some fresh herbs. Dried herbs work just as well as marinade. Timing matters also on that. You don't want to go too long mm-hmm. on some meats, chicken, seafood, stuff like that tends to break down a lot with the citrus or something in the acid in the marinade. Meat, you can go a little bit longer on red meats and stuff like that. Pork really holds for longer periods of time.
Okay, Jed, so I'm hearing you say this. You're a professional cook. You're a chef. Yeah. You've been doing this. You know what you're doing. I'm a rank amateur. So how can I learn how to do this? So, Jen, do you work with Jed to put recipes out, meal plans? How can I know that I can get the great food that Jed can prepare, that I can do it for myself?
You know, it's sometimes it's about, number one, you can always schedule an appointment with me.
Yes.
And we can share all of that there. It's also, you know, great to look up recipes online and find those and, you know, always putting kind of the healthy in front of it.
Yeah.
But learning to experiment, being open to just trying new things, you know, using basic recipes, like Jed said, you know, some sort of acid, whether that's lemon juice, vinegar, some kind of acid plus a little bit of oil and some herbs makes a great base. And sometimes it's a matter of just experimenting. Or you can always use salad dressings or different pre-made marinades, knowing that they're probably a little bit higher in sodium than if you were to make it yourself. But that's a great place to start, too. Again, it's not about being perfect. It's about trying new things and being open to experimenting and just progressing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And figuring out what you like. Like he said, there's, you know, we've all made the mistake of, or at least I have several times, marinating something like chicken or those leaner meats. It does help to add a lot of flavor and tenderness to some of those leaner meats that get a little tough and dry when you cook them. But like with chicken, you can go too long. You know, you forget to put it on and you do it the next day and it's kind of mushy. And so that acid breaks down the fibers of that meat.
Yeah.
But it's more just about being able to experiment, open to doing that, open to finding things maybe that you don't like, but it opens the room to then what you do.
Okay. So experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection is not required.
Right.
To have a healthy diet.
Not at all.
So there, you know, you've heard of a preponderance of the evidence, meaning that almost, you know, most of the time you're doing it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally you can have something that's not very good for you.
You have to. I mean, at least for me, I have to, because if I tell myself I can't ever have something, that's a recipe for me to just say, well, forget that. I'm never doing any of this ever again.
So if most of the time you do it well,
mm-hmm.
every now and then you can have a big, giant, bloody ribeye.
Oh, yeah, and red meat's good for you.
A steak
is okay for you, but it's all about, you don't want to, you know, suck the joy out of enjoying a meal and just making everything. But there's lots of ways to still enjoy all your meals. You can definitely eat some of that stuff. Eat that pizza and, you know, eat that junk food once in a while. But just in the meantime,
it's
about a balance, you know. Yeah. And if you're trying to watch what you're putting in your body every day, it's a little easier.
Is there a hack, Jed, that you use that you think this kind of makes it simple?
Well, vegetables, I think, like to try and get people to eat vegetables. I know people, we steam them, we boil them, we cook them in water. But roasting is a really good way to bring out a lot of flavor in vegetables. You get that nice browning of the vegetables, which brings out a different flavor. You get that about 400 degrees. You spread them out. Make sure when you're cooking your stuff and you're roasting stuff in the oven, that your temperature's up there, because you want that surface temperature. You want it to cook all that moisture off, and it'll create this effect and give you that color. But also, you don't want to overcrowd your trays or whatever you're baking in the oven, because you're going to eventually end up steaming it. All that moisture is going to come off. So spacing of your food is important when you're doing that stuff. But But try roasted vegetables, roasted carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, all those things are really easy to do.
What's the harm in trying?
Exactly.
If you think, well, maybe I don't like roasted carrots. Well, maybe you do.
Right.
And I mean, right? So
yeah, no, and they're delicious. Roasted vegetables are probably my favorite way to eat vegetables, I think.
Yeah.
Steamed vegetables are probably the healthiest way to eat vegetables.
Okay, you nailed my next question. What's the best way? Because, I mean, raw vegetables are good for you, right? Mm-hmm. But if maybe I'm not really into that. So what's the best way, the healthiest way to prepare vegetables? Best way would be a matter of opinion. But
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, it's really what are you going to eat is really, to me, the best way, whatever way you're going to eat them. I mean, the healthiest way, of course, is going to probably be that steaming where you're not adding any sort of, you know, extra fats and things to it. And you're not having the water completely leach all of the nutrients out of it and you can control the amount of cooking that goes into that. But we get bored with steaming vegetables. And some people don't really like, there's some vegetables I don't really like steamed, but I will definitely eat them roasted. So it's a matter of, you know, trying new things. Like I steamed boiled cauliflower. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Roasted cauliflower, though, I'll eat. So it's a matter of finding out what you like. And kind of my hack with vegetables is you can take the most unhealthy meal, fill half your plate with vegetables, and then have whatever it is on, you know, the side, whether it's, you know, pizza or a big ribeye or whatever on the side, and maybe a smaller portion, but half your plate with vegetables automatically elevates the nutrition in that meal without really having to adjust what you're making for the rest of it.
Yeah. Do you look at caloric intake when you're putting a meal together? Like when you and Jen are collaborating on a plan, do you look at caloric values?
I don't initially, genuinely. That's something that Jen usually brings up later. She'll send me a little email saying, I don't know about this, and the fat's pretty high and the sugar's pretty high or whatever. So it's been good for me to have to explore those other options and a way to do things better. Cause I was pretty adamant and kind of stubborn probably at first about not wanting to change the way I did things. And I've done things this way and it's worked. But, as time's gone on here, there's lots of other options and there's lots of ways to make your food taste good without adding extra fat and extra salt. And
so as a chef, and someone who's cooked a lot of meals, Jed, prepared a lot of meals, is there one that surprised you when you started working with Jen and you thought, well, that's pretty doggone good, that you thought that's completely healthy, a great choice, and you thought that is really good?
Yeah, and it was really when she was talking about some of the stuff we've been talking about already, trying to use more fresh and dried herbs, using the vinegar and citrus in place of salt is one of the big ones. I mean, I had a pretty heavy hand with salt and seasoning and stuff like that. And finding ways to add other flavor to food without having to use that. And especially the stuff we buy in the store, a lot of that stuff has got added sugars.
Yes.
And other stuff you don't really need in it. You can make your own stuff at home, and it's all about what you like. And that's the great thing about cooking. If you like a flavor, if you like an Asian-inspired or you like a Mexican-inspired dish, I mean, there's all sorts of spices you can pick up. That don't add any negative.
The spices make all the difference, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they make a huge difference.
Yes.
So as long as you're careful with some of the things you shouldn't have, sodium,
mm-hmm.
And there are some others probably as well, but as long as you're careful with that,
yep,
you can be pretty free with a lot of that, right?
It's a great way to elevate the flavor and change it up, too. I get bored eating the same thing over and over again in the same flavors. So, you know, having just different flavor profiles to your food can make, even if you are eating the same basic ingredients, make those seem different and interesting. And so that's, for me, getting bored is the recipe for me just to give up. So having that variety is really important, especially when you're trying to eat a healthy diet.
I got to tell you, because sweet potatoes are generally considered healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been a fan of sweet potatoes, ever. I just have not cared for them. In the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, Melanie started preparing these roasted sweet potatoes that are delicious.
Love them.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. So again, just changing the way it's prepared, and I think maybe even easier than some of the ways that we've prepared it in the past, super good.
Yeah, and sweet potatoes are a great thing to roast. They've got a high natural sugar content, and they get a nice, really nice color to them. And it changes the texture and the flavor of that sweet potato as opposed to when you're just eating a baked, maybe a baked sweet potato. And,
right.
And obviously those sweet potatoes, and now everyone's deep frying them all their week.
Which, there's some room for that too, but the roasting is so good.
And those are all your choices too. Still, if you're eating if you're going to eat fries and you're looking for a healthier option, the sweet potato fry is probably a little better than the
We are visiting with Jen Bass, who is a dietitian with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, and food service manager and chef Jed Westover with us this morning as well. So walk me through some good, healthy upgrades from a pop to something. Give me some good, better choices that I can make.
For beverages?
Whatever.
Okay.
Beverages, snacks, just some good, better choices that are easy, a quick. Correct me if I'm wrong. If something is really complicated and difficult, people are not going to do it.
Right. I tend to have more, instead of specific things, I tend to have more just frameworks.
Yeah.
Like kind of an outline of what to do. So snack-wise, you know, my kind of goal there is always to have produce plus protein. So some kind of something with some fiber in it. So fruit or vegetable. If that's not available, some whole grains or some like beans. Add in some protein or some healthy fat. So like apples plus peanut butter, you know, carrots and peanut butter works good too. I like using a pear with a piece of string cheese. So combining those two, you get some fiber, you get some protein, it keeps you full longer. So rather than having like this, I have to have these things, having that like, okay, I need to get some produce and I need to get some protein, what's available to me at this time. It gives you a little bit more flexibility, and use up what you have on hand.
Okay.
Beverages, you know, soda, of course, always gets a bad, you know, rap, which they do. I mean, they really, it's a lot of sugar. It's a lot of empty calories. It doesn't give you anything. What is it from the soda you're looking for? Are you looking for the carbonation? Because if that's the case, then try some of the flavored seltzer waters that they have. You know, there's so many out there, so many different brands. If it's the carbonation you're looking for, go with that. If it's the sugar that you're looking for, you might try some of the soda alternatives that either have, you know, non-nutritive sweeteners in them, or, you know, you can try some of like the Crystal Light type drops, or you can try like watered down fruit juice too. So it really, again, it depends on what you're looking for. What is the most important thing for you from this drink, and how can I get that flavor and that same kind of experience just in a healthier way?
Have you looked at the sugar intake of people from like 100 years ago compared to today?
Not specifically, but I know it was a lot.
It's astounding.
Oh, yes.
How much sugar we consume in today's, in our economy. Pull that mic up a little closer, Jed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is, it's unbelievable, the amount of sugar. Sometimes, so I love Dr. Pepper, and I can't drink. I mean, so I haven't had like a regular drink in a long, long time. It's either diet or water or coffee or unsweet tea, which is an abomination to me that we have unsweet tea, but it is what it is, and you have to do that. So, but you can find options that you can make work that are less impactful, because sugary sodas are terrible for you. They just are.
Right. I mean, they don't give you any nutrition, but, plus I mean, they cost money, and it's just, there's nothing to them.
They're just, I mean, it's just the truth. So, right. But they're good. Here's what I want to know. Okay. So you've given me some healthy, easy, snacky updates. What about a meal? What's a good, simple summer, and I'm thinking on the grill. What can you help me with, Jed? Something that I can put together on my grill in the evening, because the weather's going to be beautiful. What's something I can do that's easy?
Well, leaner meats, you know, chicken or pork, obviously is probably one of your more healthier options. And just a quick marinade, some oil, a little lemon juice, some fresh herbs like we were talking about, and let that sit in there for 30 minutes. And you can kind of do what you like for herbs too. There's lots out there, and we do have the grocery stores do carry quite a few fresh herbs down there. But cilantro and lime is a popular one, with a little bit of red wine vinegar. You can add in some other spices, chili powder, cumin, to kind of stay along those lines. But really, it's just about what you like. If you like lemon juice and if you like that citrus flavor, find out some herbs you like, throw them in there. And like Jen said, it's kind of about experimenting and kind of finding out what works for you. But yeah, cilantro, some lime juice, a little bit of oil, a splash of red wine vinegar in there, and then some seasonings. Let them sit for a little bit. Give them a little sprinkle of salt right before they go on the grill, and grill those up, and it'll be nice.
And enjoy, have some vegetables.
Yeah, add some vegetables.
Add some vegetables.
And the vegetables you can make little, if you're going to grill them, you can make your little foil pouches for them too, so they don't.
Okay, so tell me about that. Make your.
So if you just take some foil and lay them out, and then you put your vegetables on top of there, it's hard to grill them sometimes if you don't have a grill pan for your grill.
Yeah.
But you can use that the foil method and just sit those on there, and you don't need a lot of seasoning or anything on those. You know, again, vegetables just need a little bit to help along the way.
What's the trick to fish? Is fish good for chores for me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Fish. What's the trick to fish on the grill?
Fish on the grill. I wouldn't even probably cook.
You wouldn't do it.
I always fish on the grill.
It sticks for me a lot, but fish is the same way. I think if you put down a piece of, I don't grill a lot of fish or eat a lot of fish at our house. Probably, yeah. I probably eat more fish at work now.
You know, probably.
We have salmon or cod up there, and I eat up there quite a bit. But we don't actually grill too much fish.
Yeah. Battered and fried is probably not the best choice.
Not the best choice, no. But on the grill, I do like to use like a cedar plank to cook fish on the grill. Or they do make some special kind of grill pans that help. So, you know, give it a good oil and put them on there.
Fish is a healthy option though, right?
Yes,
depending
on how you cook it. Again, battered and fried, maybe, you know.
Dipped in tartar sauce, battered and fried in tartar sauce.
Oh, and Jed's tartar sauce is so good. But not all the time.
Yeah.
It's a great lean protein option. Some of them have some really good healthy fats. They can be really cooked very simply.
How can I learn? How can I get this information, Jen? Do I need to come see you? Can I contact MCMH? How can I get some of this information or learn more about this? Because if you've been cooking one way for 30, 40 years, 50 mm-hmm. years, sometimes it's a challenge to learn a better option.
It is. To get the information specifically from us, you know,
hang
out with Jed, yeah. Schedule an appointment with me. There's lots of different people out there, whether it's YouTube or different websites, different social media places that have some really great, healthy, like channels that you can learn from, watch them cook, learn about what they're doing, look up different recipes, and kind of, you know, experiment again. So there's lots of resources out there, but we're always happy to talk. We have people call up and ask us all the time, hey, how did you make this certain dish that you served at lunch today?
Yeah.
We have a provider that loves Jed's mustard sauce. One of the things we haven't talked about is mustards and how those can add lots of different flavor.
Oh.
And so she just stopped in my office one day and was like, hey, how is this made? Can you tell me about this? And we're happy to share, especially when it's a healthier version of something. We're always happy to share those types of recipes.
I want to get into the weeds a little bit here. So I want to hear when Jed said, this is the way that I've always prepared this. And Jen said, no, that's not healthy. I want to hear that conversation. Give me one example.
It was probably mostly using the use of the fryer when we first started there. And I use a lot of sauces. I'm a sauce guy, and a lot of stuff that goes in sauces is heavy cream and butter. And it's mayonnaise and it's sour cream. And it's and so trying to find a little bit better balance of those. And so we've kind of switched up those sauces, and we've gone to some fruit sauces. We've gone to some lighter sauces that don't incorporate a lot of as much heavy cream and as much butter. So there's lots of other options out there.
But again, to the point, you say as much, you don't have to completely eliminate.
No, exactly. Absolutely.
Moderation is what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yes. Cause I can never give up probably cooking with butter
and
I can never give up cream completely, but,
yeah,
but again, it doesn't have to be all.
You don't have to go for broke every time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be indulgent every single time.
Yes. It's great information. And I think we have learned so much about eating proper and better nutrition that it can really impact your life.
Absolutely.
It can make you feel so much better if you eat better.
Yep.
Try eating well for a while and then eat something really crummy and you're going to think, oh, I feel awful.
And you will.
Yeah.
You will. I did the same thing with fast food. You stop eating it and then you go back.
And you're like, that's awful.
Yeah. And it really is. And you just, and like you said, it's just making little changes at a time. You don't have to do it all at once. It's a gradual thing. You didn't get there overnight, you know.
Yeah.
Just cut yourself a break though sometimes and do the best you can and you know, find a good balance and try to make yourself eat a little bit better.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great. So tell me one thing I could do easy. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. One thing that I could do this week, Jen, to make a better choice.
Have a vegetable at every meal.
Simple as that.
Doesn't matter how it's cooked. I had a client yesterday who, the thing that we're working on with her is just getting her to expand her vegetables because she only likes peppers and onions. Well, she told me yesterday she discovered cabbage, but she was eating it like sauteed with bacon and onion, and she bacon wrapped carrots. And she's like, I know those aren't the healthiest for me. I said, but did you eat a vegetable that wasn't a pepper or an onion? Well, yeah. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're expanding. And over time, you're going to find other ways of cooking those vegetables that you like. And you're going to find other things. But in the beginning, just try something.
Yeah. What's an easy thing I can do, Jed? To give me an easy choice this week that I can make.
Oh, let's see. I don't know. For an easy choice to cook?
Yeah.
Roast chickens. I'm a big roasting guy, so roast chickens is one of my favorite things to eat. And you can do it with hindquarters, you can do it with thighs. It doesn't have to be a whole chicken, but just a quick rub of some dried herbs and into a hot oven and to roast that. I mean, it really brings out a different flavor and you don't have to fry that chicken don't have to cook it.
And I love chicken. Yeah. It's good.
And a little bit of olive oil. You don't have to use any butter or any really high fats, you know, that are unhealthier for you. And it's just a great method. It's not sitting and cooking in its own fat. It's dripping down.
Yeah. So here's one other area and then I'll let you go. I know you have things to do, but fruit.
Yes.
Okay. So fruit is one that I struggle with.
Okay.
It tends to spike my blood sugar.
Yes.
So what's a good choice for fruit?
Fruit, berries tend to be the highest kind of in fiber. Mm-hmm. So for people with diabetes, we usually do recommend some berries.
If
so,
it ends in berry.
Yep.
Strawberry, blueberry, blackberry.
Yep. Things that are higher in fiber. Always eating the peel whenever you can. So apples with the peel. I even have some people that eat kiwi peels, which I find weird, but it works. And then combining that again with something that's got some protein or some healthy fat in there to kind of help kind of blunt the effects of that blood sugar rise. So instead of just eating a banana by itself, maybe have a banana with a couple tablespoons a tablespoon or so of peanut butter on the side and eat those two together. That's my favorite breakfast. Kind of helps to blunt that a little bit or eat your fruit as part of a meal.
Yeah.
So that you're getting those other foods in there. So it's not quite as rapid of a digestion.
Okay. Peaches are wonderful.
I love peaches. Have you tried grilling peaches before?
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You're reading my mind, Jen, but they tend to have a negative effect for me, so I can't do that. Really. You grill peaches?
Pineapple? You can grill peaches. You can grill pineapple. There's lots of fruit you can add into your dishes, especially in a salad as well. You throw those peaches on a salad. A piece of chicken or a piece of pork, and
there's your protein with that, right?
So and your sweet to balance off your dish.
Okay, so if you're going to prepare a steak tonight, Jed, and Jen's not listening, what do you do when you prepare steak, or do you just use a steak?
I do a salt and pepper, and then just into a hot pan with some butter, and just. That's it. I mean, a hot pan is here, and I'm pretty simple when it comes to steaks. A nice ribeye, really, a couple minutes on each side, and it doesn't take a lot of them. And that's the other thing. You don't have to over-season everything either. You know, you can let that.
Some
let
things
that,
are just really
yeah,
good.
You can let the steaks speak for itself.
Yeah.
I know white meat chicken is a little bit more bland, but dark meat chicken, pork is also really easy.
Jen, okay. What else we need to know, Jed? Anything from your perspective? Jed Westover with us again this morning from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinic's food service manager and chef, and Jen Bass, who is a dietitian with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinic's. Anything else, Jed?
No, cooking doesn't have to be complicated, and just, you know, focus on a few simple techniques, and you can make your food
seasoning
taste better every day. Seasoning.
Seasoning's where it's at.
Seasoning, herbs. You know, you use all these other things, and just, it's like Jen said, it's just all about experimenting and finding out what you like and what works best for you.
So. Okay. Jen, final thought here. Summer months, be careful preparing your food. We've talked about that.
Yep. It's always, you know, grill safety is always important. Food safety, especially in the warmer weather when you've got family gatherings.
Yeah.
So that always still needs to be a focus.
If that potato salad's been sitting out for 4 hours in the afternoon sun,
toss it.
Let's not do that. Yeah. So, but anything else we need to touch on, Jen?
No.
Make
just
better
don't
choices.
Just don't be afraid to experiment and don't feel like you have to do it all at once.
How do I get to visit with you? Do I call, make an appointment? Do I go through my primary care provider? What do I do?
Yep. Primary care provider is a referral, but you can always call me to ask me questions first and get started and get an appointment scheduled.
Very good. There's so much there that you could go on for hours and hours and hours I mean, good choices, dietary choices, but reach out if you have those questions. You can literally improve your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Having good food, you'll feel better, you'll improve. I mean, it really is an important thing.
And I'm still learning every day on how to make healthier options and healthier choices. You know, I'm a Swiss cake roll and Nutty Bar guy, so it's, it's all about balance.
Conversations are fun.
Very good. Nice to visit with you both.
Thanks.
Make it a great day. Enjoy the sunshine today.
Thank you.
Again, Jen Bass and Jed Westover with me this morning from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather and